The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I was sitting beside a lake recently, admiring the beautiful autumn sunset and thanking God for the serenity of that place, the beauty of His creation, and the peace in that tiny part of the world I was sitting in. It was still warm out for this time of the year in Wisconsin, an Indian summer, but the falling leaves will soon give way to falling snow, and I believe the Holy Spirit spoke a single, simple word to me, remember. Remember this time of serenity, beauty, and peace in this place, because it won't always be this way, and things can change so quickly. The rest of the world is in great turmoil now, so appreciate and remember this blessing. You have no idea what's coming quickly. I can't imagine the devastation that people in our southeastern states are going through, and in just a few weeks we have the November election. It's been said that this is the most important election in all of American history. I know they always say that, but this time the outcome really is critical and will let us all know if our nation will be quickly cast down to hell or if God's patience and long-suffering will be extended just a little bit longer. Just a quick question, how is it that 2 to 5 million illegals registered to vote in November is not foreign election interference? And those are just the illegals we know about that the regime has already registered. The actual number is most certainly much higher. I'm under no delusion that there'll be mass repentance in America or that suddenly the modern American church will finally take 2 Chronicles 7:14 seriously. Of course, some will, and a remnant already have humbled themselves, prayed, sought God's face, and turned from their wicked ways. But the majority of those who call themselves Christians have not. Like the rest of America, their hearts are hardened. They've chosen to believe the lies. They've chosen the broad and easy road rather than the narrow way. They've chosen apathy, luxury, comfort, and ease. They preferred ignorance rather than truth. They're of their father, the devil, and are the ones who will hear, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you," as Jesus pronounces the final judgment. Why do I believe that most don't understand the lateness of the hour? Isaiah 5:20 to 23. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Read the rest of Isaiah 5 if you want to know what happens next. We were so greatly blessed in this land of the free and home of the brave, but with our luxury, comfort, and ease came complacency. Though many watchmen on the wall were sent to warn us, few heeded the warnings, and now this most blessed of all nations has been cursed with falsehood and lies, sexual depravity, unjust and tyrannical rulers, and though we may not see it with our human eyes, the blood of the innocent floods every street in every neighborhood in every city and town across this land. Ronald Reagan once said, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under." The Democratic Party, long ago, exchanged God for Satan in their party platform. And while the Republican Party gives lip service to the notion of religious liberty, they have this year disavowed all support of the right to life for the unborn. I'm sorry, but you can't expect me to believe you're serious about your Christian faith if you refuse to adamantly defend and protect the very lives of precious babies. And so once again, it's a case of the lesser of two evils. On one hand, if Kamala Harris is selected, along with Tim Walz, we have an immediate straight-line expressway to full-on communism. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever about that. It will be immediate and drastic. Harris is the daughter of a Marxist college professor. No questions on that. That's the ideology she was raised with in her middle-class home. The United States of America will be immediately turned over to the New World Order under globalist control. Their first order of business will be to confiscate guns and abolish the Second Amendment. Harris has already stated that's essential for her. Then we're talking crushing tax burdens, forcing even a majority of Americans into homelessness, bankruptcy for countless corporations and mom-and-pop businesses. We're talking the further weaponization of the healthcare system and more purposeful depopulation of the useless eaters. Add to that re-education centers for adults and increased brainwashing in our public schools and colleges for children and young people. The end of affordable energy, strict travel restrictions, and of course, federally funded abortions up to and after the time of birth. You may as well add federally funded euthanasia and suicide, because if they aren't able to kill enough babies prior to or at birth, or enough people with their mandated jabs and the poisoning of our air and food supplies, they'll be happy to pay to end your life when you just can't take any more their tyranny and oppression. Of course, the insanity of transgenderism with an endless array of sexual identities will only grow more intense and idiotic, and the majority will be forced to bow down to the cult of the growing minority of individuals with gender dysphoria, a condition of mental illness that is cultivated, nurtured, and encouraged by the radical left, not to mention the acceptance and celebration of minor attracted persons. Then there is America's place on the world stage. There's no doubt that the U.S. dollar will become extinct as we join a new one-world digital currency. Our military will be placed under the control of a globalist government. The hated Christian white male will be targeted in every possible way by every traitorous government agency. America as we've known it will be gone forever. On the other hand, if Trump is allowed to take office, you can be assured there will be no peaceful transfer of power. If that's what's been decided, then you can rest assured that every possible form of chaos, anarchy, discord, lawlessness, pandemonium, turmoil, and mobocracy is even now being planned to rain down utter destruction in every city and small town nationwide. There will be nowhere to hide. I have no doubt that Obama's private army, which he's boasted so often of, is already training. Then add in the millions of illegal enemy combatants that have already been settled into this country under the regime, just waiting for the call on their government-issued cell phones to launch the attack. There will be no escape. It'll be open season on all American citizens. Trump will have no other option than to declare martial law to maintain some semblance of law and order, which of course will then give the subversive mainstream media even more opportunity to openly declare him to be a fascist. Trump has an ambitious list of things he'd like to accomplish, but if you think the left and those of his own party are going to stop the attacks they've been piling on him for the past 8 years, you'd be wrong. He says he wants to seal the border, stop the invasion, and begin deporting the criminal illegals already here. He wants to bring energy independence back to our nation and end the nonsensical Green New Deal and all-electric mandates. Also on his list, end inflation, bring manufacturing jobs back to America, provide tax cuts, defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights, restore peace in Europe and the Middle East, set up an Iron Dome defense system like Israel has here in this country, and rebuild our rotting cities. His plan also includes strengthening our military, keeping the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, cutting federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, radical gender ideology, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. He wants to keep men out of women's sports, secure our elections, and unite the country. I know this sounds horrific to the left, but it all sounds great to me, but bear in mind that as he struggles to achieve these goals, he's going to be fighting for his life against the Democrats, Republicans, and the global deep state. Their attacks will be unrelenting, and as I've already stated, the country will be in turmoil like we've never seen before because of the mass violence that will certainly be everywhere orchestrated by the demonic left. Of course, that's assuming Donald Trump makes it to November 5th and then to January 20th. In addition to never-ending witch hunts by a weaponized Justice Department, FBI, and CIA, he's already survived 2 assassination attempts so far, and it's been reported that there are now 5 separate teams of trained assassins hunting him, along with the nation of Iran. He's also been warned that these professional killers are armed with surface-to-air missiles, which could be launched from anywhere on the ground and aimed at his campaign jet as it leaves the ground. And as I write this, I'm told that the Secret Service, which failed in its duties to protect him so miserably on July 13th, has only gotten worse. Like so many other things, we have the traitor Mayorkas to blame for this too. I must admit, Trump is an enigma to me. Why would he want this job in the first place? Why is he enduring so much personal trauma for a goal that, even if he manages to accomplish, will leave him in an impossible situation with constant attacks for at least the next 4 years or until he's killed? And I must also wonder why he went along with the scamdemic of COVID. He most certainly had to know COVID was a psyop, Fauci was a criminal, and the jab was deadly. Why did he continue to fund Planned Parenthood? Why has he been so supportive of the LGBTQP+ agenda? He did do many things I agreed with during his first term, but others just left me wondering, what in the world? Two things are clear. Harris is an express train to immediate communism, and Trump is an enigma. Today, we also stand at the brink of World War III, for real this time. We've come close before, but it's never been this close. America has faced threats from enemies many times in the past, but never so badly from within. And the thing that enrages me the most is that our own government has imported these violent criminals intent on our destruction and has made us pay for it. And we should note that while the federal government has never been on the side of the American people, there's never before in history been a time that it's been this corrupt and traitorous, with every three-letter agency now the avowed enemy of us all. Americans just want to be left alone. We want to be able to go about our daily lives, raise our families in peace, pay our bills, and not be crushed to death by sadistic tax burdens. We want to raise our kids ourselves, not have their health, their hearts, minds, and souls stolen by Big Brother. We don't want to be forced to agree that 2 + 2 = 5 or that evil is good and good is evil. We want an end to lawlessness, and we want to see justice prevail. We just want to be able to go sit beside a lake sometimes, breathe in the crisp fall air, and admire the grand beauty of God's handiwork of creation and thank Him for the blessings of peace and tranquility. We don't want war. We don't want injustice. We don't want gay everything. We don't want the murder of babies to be normal anymore. We don't want leftist and transgender rage and vengeance. We don't want racial hatred. And it would be nice if we could trust those we've hired to lead us. But right now, I'd urge you to enjoy what you have, because in a few weeks, I dare say things are going to look a lot different than they do today. And no matter what happens, there is no happy ending to the story of America in 2024. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com, and ask for message number 444.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.